हरे कृष्णा। फेथ इज द रीजन फॉर रीजन। सम पीपल सी फेथ एंड रीजन एज डाइवर्जेंट, एज कॉन्ट्राडिक्टरी। दे से दैट रिलीजियस पीपल एक्ट बेस्ड ऑन फेथ, वेर एज साइंटिफिक पीपल एक्ट बेस्ड ऑन रीजन, एंड दे से रीजन इज सुपीरियर टू फेथ। And to support this, they talk about all the enormous scientific progress that has been done, the technological wizardry that is there all around us, as a testimony to the power of reason. Now, yes, reason is one of the founding pillars of the scientific method. But at the same time, if we take the rationalist worldview to its conclusion, according to reason, people say that actually we will not believe anything that is invisible. We will not believe anything. Most of these rationalists are also materialists. They say that we will not believe anything material. Science, the way they conceive it, is looks for material explanations for material phenomena, and they reject the non-material. Now, such a rationalist worldview, it can explain many things, but it cannot explain why reason can explain those things. That means reason can provide explanations, but reason cannot provide explanation for explainability. No, if the whole world is simply a product of unguided matter acting according to simply the simply blind chance, then why should the world out there function in a rational way at all? There's no reason for reason, but it can be understood simply by reason. That means there is the assumption that reason will help us to come up with reasonable explanations. But why is this true? Why should the world be amenable to rational explanation? The explanation for that eludes reason. And not only that, when scientists say come across some phenomena which they are not able to explain through reason, then they don't give up reason. They have faith that in future they will be able to explain it. For example, at the turn of the 20th century, when scientists were not able to explain the black body radiation, they did not give up physics. They came up with different ideas. So that's how from Newtonian physics, quantum physics and relativity physics evolved. So the idea that even when something eludes explanation by reason, an explanation will be found in the future, this is an act of faith. So even reason will explain things is an act of faith. So the very explainability by reason, that actually the most reasonable explanation for that is that the world reflects the rationality of the Supreme Being. Why do we have an intelligence that functions according to reason? Why does nature have an order that functions according to reason? Because both our intelligence and the world's and nature's order, both reflect the supreme reason, supreme rationality of the ultimate designing intelligence. And when seen in this way, then both the capacity of reason to explain and the faith that reason will explain both point to the most reasonable conclusion of a supreme being. And the existence of the supreme being, the benevolence of the supreme being, and seeking proximity to the supreme being is what faith and religion is all about. So the Bhagavad Gita rejects this contradiction between this as the idea that faith and reason are contradictory, when it says in 4.39, Shraddha valabhate jnanam tatpara sanyate indriya jnanam labdhva param shantim achirena adhigachati. So it says Shraddha valabhate jnanam, Shraddha val, by faith labhate jnanam, what gains? Knowledge. So scientific knowledge is not got simply by observation or simply by reason. It is got by faith. It is got by faith that the world is amenable to reasonable explanation. And same faith, if we direct in the matter of spirit, just as in science has progressed by directing faith in the matter of matter, when we direct that faith in the matter of spirit, then scripture, Bhagavad Gita and other time-honored books of spiritual wisdom, they guide us towards spiritual knowledge. And then with this, just as scientific knowledge has led to tremendous transformation in today's world, in the outer world, spiritual knowledge can lead to a phenomenal transformation in our inner world, by which we can experience satisfaction, happiness, ultimately ecstasy. So this, by understanding that faith is the reason for reason, we can find the most reasonable way to our highest aspiration. We all want happiness. We all know that happiness comes through love, to love and be loved. That is what we all long for. And faith and reason can be combined together to direct our consciousness and heart towards the supreme all-attractive being, the all-benevolent being, who loves us and who is the supreme object of our love. And in this way, faith and reason can direct us towards both the head's and heart's supreme fulfillment. Thank you. Hare Krishna.